This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
HostGator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60.
Factor 75. Get fresh meals delivered to your door. Use code
MMA40.
$40 off your first 2 weeks.
Mattress Firm. Get 10% off with code MMANUTS10. Smart Home, one of the world's largest home automation retailers. Get 20% off Insteon products with code SMART20. Young and Reckless. Get 25% off SiteWide with code MMA25. Defense Soap. The ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. With the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans! This is MMA Nuts, episode 431.
431!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Drew, the MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Damn, whoa, he's pulling out the finger.
Did you see that?
Ooh, that thing away, man. That's scary. What are you doing with that?
Just letting the people know what's up.
Protect yourself at all times.
That's right. Keep your hands up. Protect yourself at all times. Stay aware. Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Freddy Krueger is in the house.
Freddy Krueger. What are you talking about, man?
You got to stay woke around that motherfucker. You can't be going to sleep. It's going to get you into sleep.
Oh.
Nightmare on Elm Street. We live, like, Elm Street's down here. You should feel it.
You can't pull that out on the show. You get arrested.
I would. There might be a street sign of Elm Street that I may have taken absconded in high school.
35 years ago.
I know. And we may have taken 35 street signs back when you could take them. It was always
fun. Can't do it now. They're hard to get down. I've tried.
They were hard to get down back in the day because okay. We would always, you'd jump up because they're always perpendicular to each other. So you jump up and grab the top one and bend it, and then your friend would jump on the other side and bend it, and you'd keep going until you broke the bottom one off.
Yeah.
And run away.
Painful.
Run
there's
away!
Not enough, there's not enough time now to do all that.
No, but you do it like midnight.
Get arrested. Midnight, okay.
Got to find a good street without street lights, you know.
And no cops.
Yeah, and then store them all along the side of your friend's house. And his dad, fully aware, he was super cool about it. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You got a street sign collection. Yeah. No problem.
Street sign collection.
So should we talk some fights? We had UFC 238 here in the Chicagoland areas.
Yes, once again, we got stuck with a somewhat mediocre card.
Yeah. 8 decisions. 4 finishes. 2 of them on the main card. Let's start with the main event.
Okay.
Henry Cejudo, Marlon Moraes.
Yes. A new champ.
Yeah, Cejudo moving up to 135. Uh-huh. The challenge for the vacant TJ EPO Dillashaw belt. Everyone throwing allegations at him. Faber. Like all the steroids. Oh, these guys have been doing steroids for 17 years.
Yeah.
Like, man, just shut up. But anyway, before the fight, did you see Cejudo parading around like it was a goddamn Imperial Margin commercial?
He's being really weird. Yeah, he was.
With a fucking crown on. Or he looks like the Wiz from Seinfeld.
Ah,
that fucking guy.
Yes.
So, yeah. And then he showed up to the weigh-ins. He was like a magician. He came with that same get-up, a fucking cape, and then he's pulling shit out of a hat. I saw a rabbit and a snake.
Yes.
And some other shit. I don't know what this guy's doing, but...
Did he have a horse in there? How about some doves?
That's a horse. Yeah. He might as well.
Yeah. That's the key.
Maybe a deck of cards, start making it rain.
Flash and dance. Yeah.
So, Moraes wins first round. Fucking vicious leg kicks. Cejudo goes back to the corner. Coach tells him basically you got to fucking change up the game plan. So he gets more aggressive, wins round 2. Round 3, gets the TKO stoppage. And at the post-fight press conference, he can't even fucking walk. So he's sitting in a chair, and they have to literally 3 guys like lift the chair up. And I think he kind of walked with the assistance of other people. But he said his legs are fucked up, man, from the leg kicks. So...
Well,
kudos to him for winning and
ice that baby up, or both babies.
Okay. Yeah,
ice on the thighs.
Something, man. He's what, the triple champ now, right? Olympic gold medal,
champ. Yeah,
flyweight, bantamweight champion. Mm-hmm. The 4th one in the UFC now. So you had McGregor, Cormier, Nunes, and now Cejudo.
Cejudo. Wow.
So what do you do next with a Cejudo? Because after a fight, he's calling out, I want to fight Dominic Cruz, Uriah Faber, Cody Garbrandt.
I think he goes to 145.
That's the other question, is Should he fight Holloway?
Yeah, let's do it. I like it. Why not?
Dana didn't seem keen on that. Why not? I'm all for it. Like, why wouldn't you let
the champ? Champ cube. The cube.
Because no one else could. I don't think there's anybody else that could potentially do that.
He could. I think he has a chance. He's
right?
Tough.
Besides Cejudo, who else could be triple champ? McGregor ain't going to do it. No. He already lost the belts. No one else is holding two.
Cormier can't cut enough weight.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's Nunes isn't going to go down to 125.
No.
Although there is talk of, like, a Shevchenko Nunes, but that's a weird fight. Yeah, I'm with you. I say let the guy fight at 45. Fuck it. Claim all the belts you can. Who cares?
Claim. Stake to claim of right. The belts. Wrap it around your waist. Make love to it.
And then let's see how he comes out for the fucking
yes.
Weigh-ins and rest of his shenanigans.
Could be chaos.
It's Shevchenko versus I. Why this fight happened? I don't know. A brutal head kick KO. Jessica I sent into some kind of shadow realm. I'm not quite sure if she's still alive.
Yes.
It was Terry Adam-esque in the way yes. She got knocked out.
Shut off.
It was fucking brutal. And
yes.
Even after the fight, there's a gif of the ref walking away just looking at her going, oof.
Ouch.
It's like too much too soon.
Yeah.
Brutal. Just
Jeff Jenko's a murderer, man. She's
yeah, I think
angry.
I said that a while ago before she came champ at that weight class of no one's going to beat her. And I literally looking at 125, I don't know if there's anyone even been born yet that's going to beat her at that weight class because she's just too dominant.
Yeah.
You know?
She's like the cyborg of that weight class.
And then we go to Cowboy versus Tony Ferguson. And
I don't even want to hear this.
fucking... it's tough, man.
Cowboy got beat up pretty good. His eyeball swole shut.
Well, I had him winning round one.
Yeah.
And only one judge agreed with me. Two of the judges thought Ferguson
I didn't
won.
See the second round. I saw only highlights, but it looked like he at least did something at some point. So.
Well, Ferguson pieced Cowboy up in the second round.
Okay.
Just, and the crazy thing was it was the power, and the power of Ferguson's jab, which was crushing Cowboy. And Cowboy with, like, zero head movement, he was almost fighting, like, Justin Gaethje in the second round. Ah. Just, I'm going to take eight to give one. And he...
No bueno.
And I don't know if this is another thing of Cowboy getting close to a title shot, so Cowboy losing a fight. But I think it's also Ferguson, who's now won 13 in a row. Just on point. And then you have, at the end of the second round... Cowboy decides, oh man, I can't breathe out of my nose, so he blows his nose.
Bad move, man.
Fucking eye just goes,
yep.
Instantly shut. The doctors come in, they have to stop the fight. Like, he knows that. Like, why are you doing that?
Because he thought it would feel good.
There's
a lot of
gotta,
pressure built up in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. And there was also a late punch from Ferguson between rounds two and three. Like, the bell sounded, and he clearly, like, punched him. So they actually had to go to the video instant replay to see did he punch him in that eye. Because if he would have punched Cowboy in that eye, they might have DQ'd him or made it a no contest.
Ah.
Somehow they would have fucked Ferguson out of the win. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it looked like it was like nose and part of the eye, but
his
it
nose
wasn't straight
definitely
eye.
Definitely busted, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So that was tough.
So
I mean,
sad.
I think they won fight of the night. But that was one of those ones where I think Dana's even considering running it back. I don't think you need to. I mean, if that goes through another round, Ferguson's going to continue. I don't see Cowboy coming back. It's like he kind of had his spark in the first round, but then Ferguson's putting out a pace, and he's not getting tired, and he's just piecing him up. So.
Well, he did take this fight on short notice, though, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Like it was 3 weeks, 2 weeks?
Something. I forget what it was. It was short, but he looked pretty good for not fighting in a while.
He's always in shape. So, I mean, I think he said something along the line, I put my beer down and the chips and guac down and went to training camp.
Yeah.
I think this guy's always in shape with all the extreme sports he does.
Like a Diaz brother.
Yeah, he's like at 85% fight ready pretty much 24/7. So,
and that'll be probably 95% of the roster sometimes, you know?
Yeah, but at that top level, it's tough. So I wonder too, if that's the problem with Cerrone, is that he's always at that peak level, but never quite at, like, 100%. and somehow that affects him in these big fights because he thinks he can go in as kind of just him.
Well, I think it's also who he's fighting in this one. Like, if you're looking at Ferguson, and the weird thing is he said he hasn't sparred in years.
Really?
When he was talking about at the post-fight press conference. Hmm. But he's on a 13-fight win streak. MMA History Today tweeted out, and they said the last time he lost a fight, talking about Tony Ferguson, they said women didn't fight in the UFC. Kamaru Usman and Henry Cejudo had zero professional fights. Ben Henderson was the UFC lightweight champion. Anderson Silva and George St. Pierre were UFC champions. And the UFC flyweight division was 2 months old.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. So what do you do next with Ferguson then?
I have no clue. I don't even know what...
We have Poirier and Nurmagomedov fighting in September.
Is he going to wait that long to fight?
Well, that's the thing. Like
6 months
even,
probably before he fights at that
So time. It's like you could potentially fight December, maybe.
Or if those guys
either
have
of those
war.
Guys don't get injured. Or, yeah. I mean, he could potentially serve as a backup if one of those guys pulls out. Mm. So there's a lot of weirdness. But if he has to wait and say that fight goes through, and then one of those guys probably won't fight till March. He's going to have a fight. I'd say probably put him up against, like, Justin Gaethje.
Yeah, I see him fighting October, November time.
Yeah.
Probably.
And then what do you do for a cowboy? I don't even know.
He's been all over. I mean, he is the true gatekeeper, isn't he, though?
Like a high level, right?
Yeah, he's always a bridesmaid, never the bride, man. It's kind of like the way it goes.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him, but... Maybe he'll go the way of our boy, your boy, your favorite boy, Mr. UK. What the fuck is his name?
Mr. UK.
We love him. He's
Michael Bisping.
Michael Bisping. He will go the way of Michael Bisping and take a fight on short notice and win the belt at some point.
Okay.
That's going to happen.
I'd be okay with this.
Yes. I don't know.
I don't see Cowboy at 55 winning a belt.
Did him and Damian Maya ever fight? Did they fight? I would like to see that, maybe.
I'll be okay with that.
Yeah.
Why not? I'll do that.
The two gatekeepers.
Sure.
Guys who always get to the top level and just come up short. Maybe it'll break the cycle for one or both of them.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's do that. It was either McGregor or Maya. I'm okay with this Maya.
I don't think he's going to get the McGregor fight after.
I don't even know if McGregor's going to fight with the stupid pay-per-view shit,
yeah.
You know? So... What else do you want to talk about?
Well, speaking of pay-per-views, I read something about Brock Lesnar that said that basically he didn't not take the fight in the UFC because of the pay-per-view problem.
Mm-hmm.
It was more so because Vince McMahon offered him all this crazy money and really tried super hard to keep him in wrestling, and that he was ready. He had prepared to face USADA's testing and all that. He was ready to go, but ultimately the money was too good in wrestling, and he couldn't justify coming back to the UFC. But that seems kind of backwards, because wouldn't it mean that the current pay-per-view model is kind of fucked if the money's not good? Isn't that what that means?
Yeah. They're not going to get that cut that they used to get. That's why I think we have that holdout with McGregor right now. If he can't get... I don't even know what he would demand per fight now. $25 million? What's fair for McGregor? 25?
Probably around there. $20-25 million. He's going to be pulling a couple million in pay-per-views, plus the gate, plus all the marketing and sponsors, and yeah.
And I think they want to do that Nurmagomedov 2 fight, which
zero interest in that.
I don't want to see it. We already saw it. I don't see it changing. McGregor's claiming, I had a broken foot.
It's not going to go any different.
It doesn't fucking matter.
No.
It doesn't matter.
If he can't, in the Nate Diaz fight, we saw the same thing happen. You know, in the same round, you got tired. I don't think it's going to change. I think it's just a flaw in his style.
It's if there was a one-round fight, I'd put my money on him.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you're at that five-round fight status.
And he needs guys who are going to box with him and engage, not guys who are going to wrestle or jiu-jitsu.
You want the cowboy fight. You want a Gaethje fight. You don't want the Nurmagomedov fight.
Cowboy would be exciting because Cowboy would stand and trade with them. And that could easily go Cowboy's way too, but I don't see that. I think in the stand-up game, McGregor still has
pieces. Yeah, McGregor just pieces him up.
Yeah, he should. But a guy like Nurmagomedov, who can wrestle, it's too much for him to think about. So I think it fucks his game all up. And he just, you know, I think we've said this before. Like, if a guy's a striker and you ask him to wrestle a little bit, he might be able to do it, but it makes him tired because he's not used to doing that. So
yeah, he's out of his element. Yeah, he doesn't. It's just like that fish out of water kind of deal.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I don't see that going differently. I don't have any interest in that. Zero.
No, zero.
None. None. Don't do that fight. Give me something different.
Yeah.
Cowboy Cerrone versus McGregor, I could get behind.
That's the fight I'd want.
Yeah, or Nate Diaz.
Or Gaethje. One of those three
Gaethje
guys.
Gaethje,
I put Diaz at the top, actually, though.
Yeah.
Well, just because you know you're going to get a fucking war.
When was the last time Diaz fought, anyway? Like,
well,
10 years ago?
Who the fuck has he signed up to fight? Anthony Pettis at 170. I forgot when that's happening, but... as long as nobody gets injured... It's probably in a couple months, no?
I'm checking. Hold on. Nate Diaz versus... Maybe Diaz versus...
Pettis, but when?
It's not... August 17th, maybe, in a welterweight bout.
Yeah. So it's official.
Is it official? So, yeah. UFC 241?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Miocic and Cormier are on that card. Where's that card at? That is in Anaheim, California. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I was going to say Pasadena.
Pasadena. August 17th. Sweet. Sweet.
Nice. Let's go back to... I want to talk about Anthony Smith. He broke his hand, apparently, in that Gustafson fight. Okay. He posted some pictures. So here's the break.
Oh, damn.
And then here's the fucking Terminator look. Like, look at that shit.
Oh.
So it looks like he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 screws and a fucking metal plate holding that together. So now is he going to have a nice, sweet spinning back fist?
People? That looks like it would hurt.
Probably. If that's my hand, do you want to see it? Like, if you're having that surgery, do you want to see?
No, I do not.
Yeah.
I'm all for working on my meat. You can work on my body, but I don't want to know.
Right.
Don't show me anything.
No.
Just, you know, let me know when I'm healed.
I almost, like I was telling him, I just had like an infection. I went to the doctor.
It's the hip.
Yeah, it's the hip. Shh, don't tell my wife. And,
what the fuck?
I don't know. They cut me open. He's like, because the doctor's like, oh man, I told him I had a staph infection in the past. He's like, ah, it's a 50-50. Should we cut it? I'm like, just fucking cut it open. Like, I kind of wanted to see it. Like, cut it and slice it, but I didn't want to. It's like, you kind of do and I kind of don't. Like, what came out? He's like, I squeezed it and some yellow shit came out. Like, cool, man. But this is, I was telling Ingo, he also says, I'm going to have to get a nurse. So he opens the door like, who wants to play nurse? Like, oh my God, what a rinky-dink shit am I involved in here? The fuck is going on?
Maybe it's a stripogram nurse.
I feel totally safe. No, she was not. She was advanced in age, but that's okay.
The nurses over there are not hot. There's one.
Well, there's
I had one that I was like, wow, you're pretty hot.
Yeah.
She said, drop your pants. I'm like... I didn't realize it was that kind of party.
Next thing you know, a Tabasco bottle's gone missing.
Where is the doctor? Why are you doing this to me?
It's all right.
Not that I mind. I'm just wondering.
Yes.
Is this going to be covered by insurance?
Some say yes. Some
did I have
say
to leave
no.
a tip?
It's up to you, but we encourage to tip healthy and often.
Okay. Tip your nurses.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give her the tip.
Just a tip.
Right.
In other news, Dana White and the Fertitta brothers were talking recently about potentially buying another NFL team. And Dana seems to
another?
Think... Well, or, there was talks of the Vegas thing, remember?
I don't remember.
They were talking about buying...
They didn't get that?
No. But they're talking about buying an NFL team, and Dana seems to think that it's imminent and that they're all going to get into business again together.
So that's the exact opposite. So that means they're going to buy a hockey team...
Yeah,
like throwing you off the trail.
Badminton.
See what's going on over here, but don't look at what's going on.
They should invest in like women's basketball or something weird. That'd be better.
Yeah, I hear that's
very lucrative.
Like women's sports. I think we talk about that. The only women's sport that's actually semi-legitimate is fighting.
Yes. And there's some tough women.
And they're, or men.
They're tougher than the men, I think, in some respects. And or men.
Right.
Right. What?
Huh?
What are we even talking about?
I don't know.
I'm so lost.
You want to talk about Dana White some more?
Moving on.
All right. He said he's finally pulling the plug on BJ Penn.
Oh, wow. What does that mean?
He said, I can't do it again. I want him to retire. So I'll go through BJ's record again. Winless in his last 8 fights. 7 fight losing streak. Hasn't won a fight since 2010, that Matt Hughes fight that we were at. But my question is, why didn't he stop him after he fought Yair Rodriguez? When Yair just like beat the brakes off of him? And this was 4 fights ago.
Yes.
Is it just because we're starting to, like, I think a lot of people are getting very vocal about, hey, man, you stopped Chuck Liddell from fighting. Why didn't you stop BJ Penn? Granted, it's different circumstances where Chuck was getting knocked the fuck out. Yes. BJ is still competitive, but, like, that Yair fight, no. And even the Ryan Hall fight, no. Mm-hmm. It's just...
Yeah,
I don't know why now. It just seems weird. You could have done it 3 or 4 fights ago. And I mean, I guess maybe I understand because you want the guy to get paid more. And if he's not getting brutally knocked out, so we can make another couple $100,000 a fight.
Sure.
You know, if you can't pay these guys like Chuck, I'm going to give you that sweet office job at like $300,000 a year. Just show up once a month, you know, make it look like you're doing something. And then the new company comes in and buys it. Like, what the fuck does this guy do?
He's Chuck Liddell. Hello.
It's like a mob job, right? You just don't show up.
A couple
we just
of no-shows.
Yeah. Like, fuck, man. That's tough. That's tough. So the question will be, will the UFC end up releasing BJ then?
Yes.
And then will BJ continue to fight? And it?
I think he goes to Bellator.
Yeah.
I can see that happening easily. No problem.
But I feel like if he goes over there, they will probably, yeah, this is hard to say, make favorable matchups for him.
Why not?
But again, who can he beat at this point?
Somebody who only does jiu-jitsu.
Well, that was Ryan Hall.
That's too high-level jiu-jitsu. I mean, somebody a little lower. A notch below that.
CM Punk level?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a blue belt?
Perfect.
But what if, that's the problem, because what if the blue belt beats BJ Penn?
I don't think that would happen, but maybe. Isn't he like 40 now, though?
Yeah, I think he might be 42.
He just retire and live life in peace and happiness.
I know.
He's fought long enough. No reason to continue. Don't do it, BJ. Just retire, my friend.
I agree.
My friend.
What else you got?
I think that's it for me for news. All right.
Robbie Fox tweeted this one out. He says, breaking! Bellator MMA has signed flyweight Larkin Dash to fight Valerie Laredo at Madison Square Garden on June 14th.
Ooh. And this weekend.
She signed her Bellator contract in Hooters while wearing her Hooter uniform.
Oh, damn. She used to.
Hey, check that out. She used to. She's still working. I'm at work signing my Bellator's contract.
Wow. Okay.
That's
a nice looking female.
She looks like Danica Patrick, now that I'm looking at her.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Like, she looks really familiar.
Yep. I see it now that you pointed it out. I was wondering that. I'm like, she looks familiar. I know her from somewhere.
I'm digging that. Where is GoDaddy, by the way?
Danica Patrick is hot.
She's like 4'2", but hot as fuck.
She's feisty.
She's on the Joe Rogan podcast.
I like them feisty.
She's very feisty. And Joe gets intimidated by those feisty ladies. Yeah.
Why?
I think they make him nervous because he's probably hot. Like, they're probably hot to him, so he gets, like, intimidated from, a sexual tension standpoint.
Well, because he is married, so he probably has to, like, control himself. So it's, like, a weird... Imagine... I think it'd be different if he was single. But he's married with children, and he probably has to be careful what...
Of course, because... Your 3 hours on talking to like a beautiful woman is challenging.
It is. And then his wife will be like, what are you talking to this bitch for? Yeah. Who is this bitch on this podcast?
Who is that chick that was all into the Scientology that was exposing them?
Oh.
I asked this guy, like, he's going to recall.
I don't know what he's going to do. I'm hitting my head as if I'm going to remember. I don't know.
Type Scientology.
Hold on, I'll go Scientology.
The chick that's got Rogan. A television show about it.
Scientology Rogan. Leah Remini.
Yeah. So she, I think there was the most sexual tension on a podcast between her and him.
Really?
And I'm like, oh man, he is so uncomfortable.
That's not my style though. I mean, she's attractive, but it's not my style. She's got that fake face thing going on. Yeah, it was just, I think the body, yeah. Oh yeah, I see the body language. Joe's all like, look at him. he's all like demure and stuff.
Because she was like busting balls on him too. Uh-huh.
So. Like, oh, this bitch, what is this? Yeah. What is this bitch doing?
And Danica was the same thing.
I like that too. I like a woman who's going to not take my shit, you know? That's very attractive. I'm like, what the fuck? It's a mind fuck. I don't like timid females, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You like that alpha stripper type.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Well, maybe not the stripper part, but the alpha type is good. Somebody who's going to, like, you know. Yeah. Like, grab me by the balls and be like, these are mine. I'm like, okay.
No. That's no good. That's no good for anybody.
You turn that into the bedroom activities. Only in the bedroom she can have those.
Okay.
Outside the bedroom, they're still mine.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Change the topic. Here's Paige Van Zandt's latest picture.
Oh, that's lovely.
I don't know if she'll ever fight again. She's still working on the surgeries.
I mean, those giant.
And then, let's
memories.
See. Memories.
Memories. You're in rare form this evening. I like this.
Yeah.
You're actually finished your drink.
Yeah, I'm debating opening number two.
Do it. Do it.
I would like to have different libations later, so.
Oh.
Okay, and I'll hold off for that. So, Artemi Panarin. He's a former Blackhawks player. He was on a line with Patrick Kane, who's, you know, obviously one of the top players in hockey, and Panarin is himself too now. He had sent an Instagram post out to Patrick Kane saying, "I'm coming for you," and it shows him throwing some hands, and he actually has decent hands.
Really?
Yeah. If I can open this up sometime this fucking year. But it's not like the Snoop Dogg. Remember when Snoop's like posting shit? Mm-hmm. So here's Panarin, southpaw, throwing some hands.
Oh, damn.
It's actually decent.
He looks like Uri Faber.
Yeah, a little
Uri
bit,
Faber
right?
For a minute.
We're in slow motion.
He does have nice hands. You're right. It's quick.
Well, not on my computer for some reason. It's okay, slowing but down. But
I can see.
You can
see
hear the pop.
Yeah, he's got some pop. And his technique.
For a guy that's a fucking...
The
guy who relies on his hands, like goals and assists. Like, he's a skilled player is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. But pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Nice to see a skilled player being able to throw some fucking shit.
I just showed my 10-year-old son over the weekend because we were playing NHL 19 on the Xbox. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, because there was a fight in there. Yeah. He goes, Daddy, do they fight sometimes? I go, let me show you something.
Yes.
I was like, there was this team called the Red Wings and the Colorado Rockies, and they had a playoff game, and the freaking goalies
Avalanche.
Fought. Yeah, oh, sorry, Avalanche. Rockies is baseball.
Baseball.
Yes, thank you. I'm retarded. So
it's all good.
So I showed him the video. You remember that? It was chaos. I was.
I think it was Claude Lemieux had fucked somebody up. He was on the Avalanche, and he cheap. Well, we talk about people that are cheap shot artists. That motherfucker cheap shotted somebody on the Red Wings. Uh-huh. I forgot who. And then it was just like that
chaos.
Whole series was chaos.
And it was. He was like, "That's so cool." Like, yeah, they don't do that anymore.
They don't. It's unfortunate.
It doesn't happen.
Like, stupid CTE. Yeah. Like, why do we have to have that? Those were the days. That's the glory days. And that's why hockey was so entertaining to me. It was because of fighting. And that was before, like, the UFC came around. Like, oh, my God, they'd fight 50% of the time.
Yeah, it was great.
You'd have three fights per game.
He didn't quite understand. He's like, why do they, don't they get kicked out? I'm like, nope.
Nope.
Just get 5-minute penalty.
No.
Sometimes they're offsetting, so it doesn't even matter. Because it's just...
And then they would put that stupid instigator rule in. I don't even know if we have it anymore. Well, that guy started a fight. He gets 5 minutes, a game misconduct, and then we're going to suspend him for a game.
Well, they don't even fight anymore. Even the fighting in the video game is pretty gay. So, but yeah.
Yeah, that was always the goal in those games. Like, let's start fights.
Yeah.
That's what we always do.
Give somebody a beat down.
That's right. Let's do some Acinuts.
All right.
Here.
Let's rock and roll.
Here's a Florida Man MMA. He tweeted this one out. He says, how will Joe Rogan die? He's got it's 8 points.
I can tell you right now.
1, mountain lion attack while running hills. 2, Joey Diaz tainted edible.
Okay, that's a good one.
Tesla self-driving mishap.
Okay.
4, freezes in cryotherapy. 5, cage side brawl at UFC 400. 6, sober October implosion. 7, drowns in float tank. 8, escapes our dimension during DMT trip. What are you going with?
I think 9, sauna overheating. He's going to die in the sauna.
I'll agree with you. What is he running these days?
220 or something.
Fuck that guy. Fuck him. I'll run 150. That's not enough. There's a point where you're cooking your internal organs. Your kidney and potentially your liver might not like sub or above 200 levels. Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck you. Fuck everybody.
220.
That hurts my feelings.
Yeah, it's terrible. I think he's trying to go up to 250 or something. I think he'll die at 260. He's just gonna drop dead. Redline himself.
It's just organs are just gonna walk out of his body. Like fuck you. Like
I can imagine his wife just being like, "Honey, you think you might wanna like not do that?"
That's yeah. His wife. Seems like, hey man, remember that time you set off the smoke alarms because you got so hot? Fucking remember that time you were peeing blood because you were trying to do this fitness challenge? Maybe you want to dial it down. You know you're 52, right? All the fucking TRT and HGH and fucking stem cells, I'm not gonna save you. Slow your roll. We need you. We enjoy your podcast sometimes. Yeah. Not all the time, but sometimes.
I haven't listened to it in a while, but yeah.
You gotta pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain topics, like once he starts talking about, just fast forward.
I'm out.
Like, I heard it. I don't need to hear it a billion times, but when you're talking 3 hours a day for, 1,300 episodes, you're gonna repeat a little bit.
A little bit.
Donald J. Turner on Twitter asks, if you could officially change the two words interim title to any other two words, what would they be?
Other than interim title?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Interim title.
Right. I would say a bottom bitch.
Bottom bitch. Okay.
You know what that term is? That's the... In the prostitute/pimp world... The bottom bitch is your top earner.
Oh.
So the pimp could be the champion. Bottom bitch is next in line.
Okay.
Potentially.
I like that. Can't think of anything better. Okay. Let's roll with that.
Fair enough. Follow up from Donald. Let's say that there will be a first ever male versus female MMA fight. What man would you put up against Valentina Shevchenko for an awesome event?
Henry Cejudo.
to take the women's flyweight title.
Yes. Give me BJ Penn. That's what I said.
You fucking out of your mind? If Jair took his head off, Shevchenko will take his soul.
That's fine. I would like to see that.
Mm, that's brutal.
Yeah.
I would put Jair Rodriguez in with her. I know he weighs 145, but hey.
Sure.
Flyweight doesn't exist. 35 doesn't exist. So who's Henry Cejudo? Doesn't exist. Chris Weidman is moving up to light heavyweight.
Okay.
Just like Luke Rockhold's. Mm. Who would you like him to fight at light heavyweight?
Let's give him Glover Teixeira.
That's a good one. Yeah. I like that.
Uh-huh.
I got another one for him. Ooh. Shogun.
Oh, that's perfect.
Because two former champions, right?
Mm-hmm. He needs somebody a little older.
He needs someone he can beat. Chris has been on that, weird.
Mm-hmm. He's got those knee issues, kind of, a little bit creaky on
him. And I think he's got those USADA issues.
A little bit.
A little different since USADA. Johnny Hendricks, USADA issues.
Uh-huh.
Jaron Christensen asks, did you know Henry Cejudo won a gold medal?
Yes, we knew this.
I love it.
That he tells everybody.
I know. That's funny. I like that. Kevin Jones asks, are the women's divisions starting to stall out on talent? Most of the top 10 have a win percentage of less than 75%.
I would say yes. Ever since the Cyborg and the Rousey kind of fell off the face of the earth. Yeah, Cyborg, I think, is going to shop, from what I understand.
Yeah, she said that.
Yeah, so.
Because Dana at that post-fight press conference, they were talking about a potential Nunes versus Shevchenko fight. He's saying, yeah, fucking Cyborg doesn't want that Nunes rematch. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? She was talking about wanting that ever since she lost. She's been talking about that the whole time. So it's the UFC does not respect her. We've seen that 100%.
No respect.
No, so she's going to fight her next fight out, and then I forgot who she's fighting, Felicia Spencer. She's going to shop around. And if I'm Bellator, I bring her in, I make a 155 division, and...
Make it happen.
Just let her crush cans for a living.
She's been there before, and she did well.
But, yeah, and Strikeforce.
Same
difference. It is. It's Scott Coker Ron. I mean, they're doing the same difference.
Yeah. So I like it.
And, yeah, so are the women's divisions all out? Yeah, you look at each division, and there's, like, one or two really good people, and then a lot of shit. It's, like, it's awkward. Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train.
I'm scared.
Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather be a moderately successful radio personality?
Radio. Okay.
Or the star of a primetime sitcom that got canceled after one season.
Oh, he's scared.
Bring that back out again.
I like the one season. I think television is more powerful.
Yeah.
Which, if I was a prime, if I was a star, I'd probably be way more better looking, and I'm on board with that.
Yeah, 100% agree. Yes. You don't want to be a moderately successful radio personality.
Nah, those guys are like fat and old and bald.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Just think of the Wayne's World.
Right.
The tool. They're tools. Right. Yeah, we dealt with one.
Or two. Three.
They were tools, remember?
They were tools.
They
shall remain nameless, but they may or may not have worked for a major radio station in the Chicagoland area that plays alternative rock.
Well, no longer exists, one of them.
Right.
Yeah.
The Loop. Starts with Q and ends with...
Well, that one's still around. The Loop is dead, though.
Why?
All right, Mark. Would you rather find out you're adopted or find out one of your parents had a secret family?
Adopted.
I would like to find out that I'm the
Prince of Egypt.
Yeah, I like that.
The Sheikh of Iran.
Thank you.
Get to see that.
And then that's where we get like those crazy segues or whatever those guys. Remember that video where they're wearing their garb and spinning around?
Yeah.
And fucking...
I can imagine you with like oil money.
That would be ridiculous. Money? Fuck, that's beyond money if I have oil money.
I'm going to need
jets and
26 midget strippers.
Like, why 26? Because
I can.
I'm a man with a dream.
That's right.
My friend wants them to wear sombrero hats and have salsa and chips.
Because 27 is too many.
Chips on the brim. Yes. 26. It's one too many. You can't have one too many midgets. It's very bad.
Perfect.
It's bad luck in certain circles. Voodoo, if you will.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to just digress a little bit.
Where?
Yes. Okay.
The voodoo?
Yes. And midgets. My favorite. Two of my favorite things. Voodoo and midgets.
All right.
Would you rather be pelted with tennis balls for 1 minute?
Okay.
Or be pelted with water balloons for 10 minutes?
I'll take water balloons.
I'm going to go with tennis balls as long as they're directed in my crotchal region.
I'm not sure that's
full
word.
Speed.
But okay.
Full speed.
Full speed.
120.
Are you wearing the diamond MMA?
No.
Cup?
No. I'm full ball on. Ball on ball contact.
Okay. He wants to be castrated. Or
I want to feel the pain.
Oh.
I want to face the pain.
Face the pain.
Where is STEM when you need them, Ingo?
I don't know. They've died.
Ah, it's unfortunate.
They went to heaven.
Would you rather have venomous fangs? Or a second set of eyes in the back of your head.
I'll take the fangs.
Ooh, what are you going to do with them?
Bite people?
Just randomly?
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. Just walking on the street. And
I don't like
people.
You. I like me now, bitch.
I'm getting eaten boxes.
Even better if they grew as I wanted them to and they got super, like, super long.
Like, fucking biting people across the room, like 15 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Fuck with me.
Good for you. I'm gonna take eyes in the back of my head.
Why do you need that?
So I can see the back of my lazy boy when I'm sitting here. You know, okay. I like to see textures, feel color. Fuck, marry, kill, celebrity edition number 47. Hollywood, give me wood number 19.
All right.
Alexandra Daddario. She looks familiar.
Oh, she does. And I like what I'm seeing, Matt. That's good.
Amy Adams.
Yeah.
You don't like that one for some reason. She's come up before.
I don't like her.
And then Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, I mean.
That's like.
You can't put Gwyneth Paltrow in this. I mean, I'm going to fuck Mary and probably kill her. And the other ones. I mean, there isn't other women. These other two are useless to me.
Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow for sure. She can, I don't know, tie me up and peg me or
clean,
something.
Clean, cook, and
something. Yeah, she can do all things. I will let her do whatever she wants. So it's all good.
She's going to shit in your mouth like as a soft serve. She's just going to pretend.
I'm thinking about this.
She's a Dairy Queen ice cream machine, and you're the fucking cone.
What if that's what she's into?
And then shit in your mouth.
I'd be okay with that.
Every morning.
Every morning?
Every morning. Okay. Shit in your mouth.
Oh.
And then she'll sprinkle little nuts on you.
Sprinkle nuts on me. What the fuck?
Just for good measure. I don't know why. Just
peanuts. Okay. I just got the, I'm picturing that? This right now. And I'm not deterred. I will say I am slightly aroused.
Okay, great. I move my seat over three blocks.
See the picture again? Let me see Gwyneth Paltrow one more time. Yeah, see what I'm saying? That's an older photo, is it new? I don't know.
Well, the current picture is of her in a swimsuit or too flat. Yeah. So I always pick
the best. She's like 50 or something.
Yeah, I try to pick the best. So I'm going to marry this Amy Adams. I think she's hot as fuck. And then I'll bang Alessandra. Move right along. Got any knowledge?
No, I do not.
Let me take a sip. I got some.
Keep your nose clean, sir. You have some knowledge?
Yeah, remember when we see those Russian videos, they have those slapping contests?
Oh, yes.
There's a new one.
There it is.
This one, I gotta make sure I'm muted, has the ladies.
Ooh, I know what's happening. Ooh, slapping that ass.
Yeah, I want to kind of get the volume on that.
Why are they doing this?
I don't know.
What is the purpose?
I don't know.
I mean, not that I'm complaining, but...
But I want to hear the slap.
This one doesn't have an ass. It's like very flat.
Oof.
That was a good one.
Oh, hey now.
Yeah, the one in the tan has a much curvier derriere.
I just want the slap. I don't need all the feedback.
This is thudding.
Yeah, that was more of like a punch.
What'd you say?
I don't know. It was apparently pretty funny.
He's a comedian. All right. Okay, this purple ass is growing on me. Oh, damn. I mean...
They're very violent. Huh.
Oh, so now he wants his ass.
Oh!
What a wuss.
So I don't know how you win, but...
I mean, we're all winning at this point.
Yeah.
it's a win-win
and
for everybody.
And you just keep going, and then it's like other ladies, and this is going to be hard to... Put the video
but
in.
But none of them have like.
She does. Let me get to her.
You got a booty?
Yep.
She's very skinny.
Show her your hand.
Oh.
She doesn't know how to slap. But anyway, I don't know what this is about, but I'm 100% behind this.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe UFC could adopt this before fights.
In between rounds, it's an ass slapping contest. The crowd will go crazy.
I just like, even just that picture of she's dialing up, getting ready to slap it.
You like
slap
the,
it
you
ass.
Like the green hair, don't you?
It didn't bother me. I wasn't even focusing on the hair. I don't know. I look at tings.
All right.
That's all I got. Anything?
Nope.
Shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigold.
Matt Griffiths, sprinkle a little nuts on it. Thanks for playing.